you got the worst possible alarm ever. Like, that's the emergency, in case of emergency alarm, where we need everybody to hear it. That's the alarm. Yeah, you the only person that don't hear.
The one that I hear, it made me think of, like, daffodils and daisies.
You want the one that comes with the phone, the natural?
Probably, but it was all calm and soothing. I jumped out of my sleep, and I'm like,
peace scares you out of your sleep.
I just started laughing. That man. I started my day.
He was like, oh, I'm not used to this. Peace. What is this?
Serenity. Ah. Can't sleep through this.
I need danger.
Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Yeah. Action.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Gray Area Podcast.
Yeah.
I'm Shakoya D.
Bad mind breathing 10 ears.
It's your boy Damani.
If this is your first time joining us, welcome to the Gray Area. If this is not your first time joining us, welcome back. This is a podcast where we like to break down the fabrics of life because not everything is always black and white. We talk about regular life from a creator's perspective. Which, in layman's terms, just means we talk about whatever we feel like talking about. It could be love. It could be life. It could be music. It could be movies. It could be food. It could be anything or nothing at all. We have great conversations, and we love to bring you guys in on them. Don't forget to like, share, subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. Hit that notification bell so you never miss an upload. And also, if you want to watch this podcast live and early, because we do record at least 1 to 2 months in advance, definitely check out our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. You'll get access to this podcast live, as well as some other content that we have for you, behind the scenes content, food show, the standard, all that stuff. But in the meantime, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. How y'all feeling today?
I just looked at his face. That's all. I'm good.
Okay.
Today was a good day.
Are you okay?
I don't know if I'm okay. I'm good, though.
You want to talk about it? That's a red flag, y'all. Like, no. But this too shall pass. I don't think he want to talk about it right now.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm actually a little bit tired. I'm like, I don't know. I'm trying not to burn myself out, is what's happening right now.
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about it?
Yeah, let's talk about burnout, y'all. Nah.
Oh,
feels,
man,
a little too sad. A little serious. So serious, but yeah, I'm good though. I don't know, I've just been tired. I think I need like an entire day, 2 days, let's say 5 to 7 business days to just sleep.
Decompress.
Yeah, honestly.
I just want 5 to 7 business days of no adulting. No adulting, no responsibility. Everything could be on pause. 5 to 7 business days.
All right, if you could do that for 5 to 7 business days, like, what would that look like for you, besides everything just being on pause? Like, what would you do with that time?
I would travel. I would go shopping. I would go skydiving.
You?
I'd go swimming.
My bad.
Why are you surprised at that?
I didn't know you would go skydiving.
He coming with
you
us.
You coming with us?
Yeah.
Jumping out of a plane. That's beautiful. I didn't know that.
We talked about this on the south side.
Did we?
He don't remember.
That's crazy.
He need 5 to 7 business days, too. But go ahead. Swimming.
Everything. I would do everything. Everything except
adulting.
Yeah.
Anything adulting related.
Yeah, it's out. No work. No bills. No responsibility. It's fun.
Okay. What about you? What would you do?
It's gonna sound like his list. but I want you to know I'm not stealing. Traveling, you know, like going to shopping spree.
Ooh.
Jumping out of a plane with a parachute. Yeah, I would just have fun. I mean, I think I would just not think about a lot of stuff. Like, there's stuff that I would do that I would want to do now, but I probably think about the cost of it too much, or I might think, like, I got to wait to do it as opposed to that I can, like, do it now. But if I had 5 to 7 days, I would. 5 to 7 business days, you said?
Business
word,
days.
Word. So that's good. That's good. The business really days extended. Yeah. Yeah, it is extended.
Yeah,
I like that.
Business days. Then you got the weekend before. Then you got the weekend that's in between. Then you got 2 more days.
Word, so you got 11. 11 days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Would that be 11 or would that be 12? That would be 11. That would definitely be 11.
Mm-hmm. If it's 7 business days?
Yeah, so it'll be I'm calculating in my days. Head. Yeah, because it would be...
Monday through Friday.
Yeah, that's 5 already. Yeah. But there's a weekend before that Monday through Friday. So that's 2 extra days.
You counting the weekend before, too.
If that's when my vacation... When that Friday Friday before hit, I'm out. My vacation done started.
Friday at 4. At 4:59.
My vacation is already here.
Turn everything in.
And then... The 2 days after, so then that's 9. And then there's 2 more days because the 7 business days. So, yeah, that's 11 days. Now, what I will be doing is going to sound different. All right, traveling, yes. Shopping, yes. But I will probably go to a spa.
I knew you were going to say that. I was going to say that, too.
Me three.
I'm trying to go somewhere to relax. I'm trying to go on like a spa retreat where like I turn my phone off. Like where somewhere I feel comfortable enough to turn my phone off for the duration of my stay. Like I want to relax and then maybe I want to do some adventurous stuff. Maybe like jump out of a plane. I'm going on a float. Okay. I'm going to sleep. All right, and I'm just going to eat a bunch of food. That's what I'm going to do. And then just do a bunch of stuff that I want to do, like random stuff that's just on my list that I want to do, like cooking class, pottery, art. We already did that, but still, like a perfume class, perfume making class or whatever else is on my list because I don't know it off the top of my head, but. Just stuff for me. Yeah, so mine a little bit different.
Mm.
But I want to go to a spa. And I don't want to just go to any spa. I want to go to a top tier spa where I can just like, I don't know. It's like I can stay overnight. So it's a resort. It's a spa resort, you know. But I could get all of the services done without worrying about anything. Money, time, any of it. And I could just enjoy myself. Relax. Look at the sunshine.
Okay.
When you said perfume making class, I started thinking about candles. So I was going to ask y'all, what's y'all favorite candle scent?
Ooh, I got this candle. Oh my gosh. It's called Meditation. And... I forgot what company it's by, but you literally have to email them because it's not on their website anymore. Like, you got to email them to ask them to make a specific candle. And I keep forgetting to email them.
I'm just glad you didn't mention the candle that used to smell like maple syrup.
Oh, my gosh. My mom started using that candle. Ooh, she had it lit when I came home last time. And I was like, why would you ever? She was like, it just smells so good. I thought it was your favorite. Why would I leave my favorite candle here?
Yeah, no, that candle. The candle smelled like if somebody spilled maple syrup everywhere and you got to figure out like how to clean it up. That's how it smelled to me. But
it smelled like somebody made a disgusting amount of pancakes and French toast and just like boiled the syrup into the carpet. I don't know.
I got a question. Have y'all ever seen somebody spill something in public, like, and not clean it up? All right. I went to Aldi today, right? So I'm tired. I go get what I need to get, and I go down one of the aisles, and it's a mom and her daughter, and she was grabbing something, and then a box, like a container, I'm gonna say cranberry juice, it was red. It just dropped. She's like, oh shit. And it just dropped and spilled all over. And I just stopped and I just turned around and walked out the aisle. It was bad. I couldn't even help.
You know, I've seen people spill stuff. Full transparency. When we was going grocery shopping, I had dropped the plantain, right? And I looked and I was like, dang, I don't really want to put this back on the table with the rest of. Granted, it's
you
in
kicked
a.
Kicked it under.
No, I didn't kick it under, right? Cause so my first thought was, my first thought was like, all right. Maybe I should just leave it there so that nobody, you know, picks it up and is like, granted, it's covered, but I'm like, I should leave it there. Then my second thought was like, nah, don't leave it there. Like, pick it up. You knocked it over. But then I'm like, where do I put this planting that just hit the floor? And so I think I just moved it to the side. But
dirty planting.
Yeah, because I'm just sitting there like, I feel bad. I don't know what am I supposed to do with this? I don't want to throw it out because I don't want them to see me on camera throwing out a planting that I didn't pay for. So it's like, yeah.
Well, you didn't steal it. I did, but
it was nobody there, so.
They probably would have put it back on there.
So. Honestly, they probably definitely would have put it right back up there on top. But I do, I be spilling a little bit of stuff when I be trying to get the bean sprouts.
That's different.
Oh, but I haven't spilled like an entire drink. But, go ahead.
So I go check out right here. The checkout lane that's open is right, like, in line with the aisle with spillage, right? So it's somebody ringing out, then it's me. Nobody behind me. The lady walked the way I walked and went around, and then so it's my turn, and the dude look at me and look at the spill, and I look at him because I know he looking at this. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, you know, somebody spilled something back there. But he looking at the spill, and then he looked back at me, and then I looked back at him. And I'm like, sorry. Hope you have an amazing day, sir.
Yes.
It was bad.
You said sorry?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
These are the thoughts in my
head.
Okay,
because I'm like, you ain't do it.
Nah, but it's like.
You just looking at him like, dang.
I'm surprised she ain't tell, like, her daughter or something to go clean it up. Like, not to clean up, but to grab somebody and be like, hey, it's a spill.
Oh, nah, the daughter wasn't that old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Daughter was in the carriage.
Oh.
Feet swinging.
Oh, yeah. I would at least go grab somebody and be like, hey, I spilled this. Or this fell over.
That was like when I was in, I'm in Kroger and I'm holding all of the food. And I didn't realize, so I got some apples. You know, I didn't get a cart, as usual. So I got some apples. I got some sweet potatoes, I think. I'm holding stuff, and I dropped the blueberries, right? Whole case of blueberries scattered across the floor.
You're like marbles.
And I'm like, ah, dang. All right. And I look, and I see the Kroger's, the person who's there. I'm like, hey man, I just wanted to say I dropped a bunch of blueberries. I'm sorry. I would try and pick it up, but like I got a lot of stuff in my hands. He like it's fine, man. It's fine. I see him looking for a broom, and I was like, I feel bad because I dropped it. I should try and pick this up. I was like, do you need me to like pick? I can go find somewhere. He's like, you don't gotta do nothing, man. Just you can go ahead and get you another box of blueberries. And I just felt terrible.
Yeah, this actually reminds me of when we were at TJ Maxx and
goodness!
And I looked at y'all and I looked at the lady.
Oh, hold on,
and
let me
I
tell
walked
the story
away.
First.
That's what I did today. I looked at the spill, looked at who did it, and I can't do this right now. I just turned around, grabbed what I needed, turned around and walked away.
So,
man,
here's the story. We're back home for a wedding. And my old faithfuls decided they wanted to break during the rehearsal, at the start of the rehearsal, actually. So I needed to get some new shoes. So we was like, let's go to TJ Maxx real quick. They'll probably have something. This was like we're like, all right, we'll go to TJ Maxx, then we can go to the rehearsal dinner and we'll be good. Ooh, child. So we in TJ Maxx. I don't really find nothing. I find these ugly little flats that I was like, all right, I can wear these at least when my feet start hurting at the reception or something. And so I'm walking towards the register, and Damani's looking at belts. And then all of a sudden, I just see. That's what it looked like. If you're just listening, I was acting out a fall. So I say to Damani, I'm like, Damani, this lady just fell. Mind you, she is underneath the clothing rack at this point. And she had a big cart. So the cart fell. She fell. All the clothes fell. And she just.
So let me explain to y'all. Let me just. So from my point of view, I'm looking at belts, right? I lost a little bit of weight. I'm trying to find the right belt size. All of the belts I'm looking at, they 38, 40. I'm like, ah, this is crazy, right? I hear a noise and I hear her and she's like, hey, this lady just fell. I'm like, excuse me? Right? I come around the corner. I didn't see her fall. All I see clothes on the floor. I see somebody in the clothes. And initially, it looked like just a big pile of clothes. But I see a cart and then I see a walker. Like, so I'm like, all right, what is happening? Right? So I see the lady. I'm like, I look around. I think I see you. He makes a beeline. He gone. I'm like, all right, you know what? It's cool. I guess I should try and help. So let me go over. I go over to try and help, right? And I was going to reach out my hand. And then something was like, you know what? Let me not do that. You know, maybe I don't know what's going on. I'm like, let me. So I put my elbow out. You know, I'm being a little germophobic. I'm put my elbow out. I'm like, all right, let me see if I can help her. So I'm trying to help her. She refuses to take my elbow. She does not say much. She like, I'm good. And then she kind of like starts falling again. And I'm like, okay, are you sure? Do you need help? Do you? I'm like, no, I'm okay. And then so I think you had ran to get. Did you go to get somebody?
I tried. Did you? I tried to tell one of the people that worked there. Yeah. And they just kind of looked over the register and just kept doing what they were doing. I was like, I did my part.
Now, let me tell y'all my perspective.
I didn't even finish my perspective.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So Damani reaches out his elbow to try to help her up. Mind you, the cart is not standing yet. So she's trying to get herself up. So then he like kind of lifts the cart up. I guess she had her. She decided to put her walker inside the cart, and she was trying to grab some clothes, and then everything just fell. But she also looked like she was sweating profusely. Like,
yeah, I didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, it was a lot. It was like either she was like kind of disoriented, like she could have just threw up or something. Like, it was them type of sweats. Like, you, something ain't right. So she like, no, I'm okay. And like, he helped her lift up the cart. It's all these clothes still on the floor. Mm-hmm. And so I see in the middle of all this happening, Breeze walk over and say, hey, y'all, what y'all? And then he just slowly back out the aisle.
That was crazy.
And then like, and she was just standing there. I don't know. Even when she was on the floor, like, she was just laying there. She wasn't trying to get up until we started helping her. But like,
it was like the Peter Griffin thing where we heard himself. He, but it was no sound effect. It was just her in the batch of the clothes. And I'm like, are you okay? And then again, I help her up. Right, there's clothes on the floor. Now I'm not about to pick up all these clothes. So I'm like, all right, are you sure you're gonna be okay? Cool. She's like, yeah, I think I'm gonna be all right. Of course she not gonna pick up the clothes. So like when I go to the front, I was like, hey, did I go to the front? Or did you go to the front? I feel like I went to the front and I talked to somebody.
You got in line. Yeah. And you talked to somebody.
Yeah.
I was trying to find. Oh, you know what? I couldn't find nobody at first. So I had looked And then I went this way and I went that way and I ain't see nobody. And I was like, ah, I'll try it at checkout. And that's when I told them, we told them at checkout. Yeah. And they were just like,
yeah, I was like, hey, so some lady, she fell over there. There's a lot of clothes. She fell into the rack. Just wanted to let you know that this, yeah. And they were like, okay. Proceeded to check out some next customers. And I was like, I hope that lady's okay.
Nobody moved.
Well, yeah.
Nobody moved. You have your perspective.
My perspective, I'm looking at shackets. Trying on shackets. I asked some lady, do this look too big?
I remember.
Mind you, it's a large. Then she was like, nah, it don't look too big. I think you should go up a size. If y'all know me, if y'all ever see me, if y'all looking at me right now, ain't no way I'm wearing a men's extra large.
A large?
No, she wanted me to go to an extra large.
No,
I had
money
on a large. I'm like, wow, you funny. So then I'm looking in the mirror. I'm going back and forth like, because I'm looking for a medium. But if I got the medium, the sleeves would have been slightly too short. So the large sleeves fit amazingly. It's just the body, not how I need the body to be. But again, it's a shacket. I'm not just going to wear a shacket without nothing under it. So, you know, it works. So I'm debating between the large and extra large. I put on the extra large. I'm like, this is not it at all. I know this. It's been a minute, but I know this is not what we're doing. So I got the large, and I'm looking for somebody who I know. And I go turn the corner. And I just see, I'm like, why Damani like leaning in the clothes? Like it just looked like a mess. Like, so I go around the corner. I'm like, why is he down there? And then I look, like, I guess when my eyes focus. So I'm like, hey, y'all, how y'all? But as I'm like, hey, y'all, what y'all think about? But I see Damani in the clothes. And I'm like, what y'all doing over here? It's weird. And it's like messy. I'm like, I was just knocking stuff down. What's going on?
He said, I don't want to be associated with y'all. Let me leave before the cameras fall.
I see a cart and just stuff everywhere. And I'm like, then I see the lady. She had a pink shirt on. I'll never forget that. And then I was just like, you know what? This is too much for me. I'm not about to help. You're a better man than me. Let me go talk to camera.
Oh, he only helped because I asked him to.
Well, I didn't know there was somebody in the clothes. Again, I came around. I'm like, help with what? What's going on? It's just a pile of clothes. Why'd you knock this stuff over? And then I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm like, there's a person underneath that?
Oh, you found with some flags. Throwing a temper tantrum.
Oh, yeah. Man. Yeah, that was funny. So, yeah, your cranberry story reminded me of that.
Blueberries?
No, him. Oh, his cranberry juice story.
Oh, his cranberry juice. I thought he was talking about my blueberry that's splattered everywhere.
Well, that also, just like all of it, just reminded me of that. Mm-hmm.
And you know the worst part about dropping blueberries is the whole time I'm holding stuff, I'm worried that somebody gonna slip, and I'm gonna be like, don't slip on the blueberry because it's not a liquid, but
is blueberry slippable? I mean, I think it's brown.
It's like stepping on marbles. But, you either squish it or you roll your ankle.
Really?
Yeah.
Blueberry? You can roll your ankle on blueberry.
Rolling your ankle possible on your blueberry sounded a little... I was thinking like you squish it and then you slide because it's like there's juice in the fruit.
I think if you start to step and you realize something under your foot, you might roll and then fall. Like a banana peel.
Have y'all ever actually stepped on a banana peel?
Oh my gosh, I was thinking about this the other day. No, I have not. I don't want to.
I want to try.
But I was thinking about it in the market because like I was just watching, you know, all these people just touch everything. And I was like, what if somebody just ate a banana and threw the pill on the floor? Actually, I think it's because I saw somebody drop a pill or something like that on the floor. I don't know. But yeah, I haven't actually stepped on one.
Or I don't think I did, but I feel like there's a chance. There was a chance. Because in my head, I feel like, wow, it actually is very slippery. I can see how people would slip, but I don't know how I would know that unless I actually stepped on one and almost slipped. Yeah.
All right. That made me think of when I was little. Y'all remember the Usher video? I think it was, they was in the parking garage. They was walking from the parking garage into the club.
You don't have to call?
Yeah. And he did the slide thing.
With the Heelys?
Yeah. I did that on newspaper.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, yo, he ran a slide on the newspaper.
I wanted Heelys so bad.
I had Heelys. They broke.
Yeah, I don't know why they got you something, didn't give me none.
I think I was right. I was doing the Heelys down the hill.
Yes. That sounds about right. Yeah, they when I was in middle school, a lot of the kids had them, but then they banned them in school because they said it was dangerous and kids would.
I mean, like, technically it was, but also. Yeah, but
it's like, let me slide if I want to slide.
Right.
Like, if I want to walk, I can walk. Take the wheels out if you need to, you know?
Right.
Them shoes was ugly.
They were.
I don't even actually remember what they looked like besides them being white.
Mine was black.
Oh.
Mine didn't exist.
I don't remember what they looked like then. but I wanted some. That's all I know.
Did y'all have light up shoes when y'all was kids?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or had to make sure.
I had seen some video. The lady was like, I don't know why y'all be spending all this money on y'all kids on their shoes. Maybe wearing designer shoes. Your kid only want the little light up Spider-Man shoes.
I definitely be seeing the kids with the little Jordans. I'd be like, I don't even know what to do with those.
Yeah, I never had no little Jordans. But I definitely had them light up shoes and I was happy.
Yeah.
Happy as can be. But I don't know. Like, I don't.
What's your worst shoe memory?
My worst shoe memory? Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
All right. Mine was when I was little. I don't know what grade I was in. It was in Jersey, though. My mom made me wear Jesus sandals to school.
Mm. I remember.
Man,
that might be my worst shoe memory.
I got one.
I had to have the toes out. I had some little shorts on. I never forget this outfit either. It was brown shorts, a yellow little polo button up with the toes out. I'm like, that's nasty. And the shorts wasn't even shorts. They was like short shorts. They was like hoochies before y'all was wearing hoochies.
Oh man, that's funny.
I got one.
What's yours?
Mine is a similar thing, but it wasn't. So. It was one of these days. I think I might have been like middle school or something. And this is when like everybody was wearing slides. I had some slides. They was house shoes though, so I wore them because I'm tired. I wasn't really paying attention, so I wore them to school. And then one of my boys at the time, he was like, "Hey yo, your shoes." He was like, "These what are those? The Moses? The let my people go?" I was like, "Hey," and I just walked away. I was like, "The let my people goes."
But the thing is,
oh my goodness,
that was your doing.
It was, it was my doing. But and I,
you were like, I'm about to kill him.
I wasn't even thinking about to kill him. I was just like, oh, word, it's slide. Everybody wearing slides. Sorry, I ain't about to worry about nothing. And then next thing you know, I'm like, what was crazy is he said it, and I was like, I just walked away before he started going because I was like, I saw him about to catch fire, and I was like, nah, we're not about to. I just made a beeline for my class and kept moving. I was like, not today. Not today, man. Cause I was like, I'm caught. What you want me to do? I can't even say nothing.
I can't even go home. Yeah.
Like, what is these? Like, it's crazy.
I don't think I actually have a worst shoe memory. Not that I can remember.
You have a fit memory?
I have so many of those.
What's it you're doing?
I feel like, technically, yes. I just feel like I didn't really know how to, like, dress for real when I was. Because I wanted to dress older, but my parents wouldn't buy me the clothes that I wanted. So I had to make do with what I had. So it just didn't really. Like, looking back, it was like, what was you wearing, girl? But, yeah, I don't have no specifics. It's like a whole time period of my life.
Word. I was the only specific one that I had. Again, it was my doing. I think I might have been in third grade. It was picture day. I didn't feel like dressing up. I think I wore whatever.
Y'all used to dress up for picture day?
My parents, my mom used to try and make sure that I had something to wear. And I was like, I don't feel like wearing that. And I think my dad had just let me go to school. I don't think he knew. So I just put on whatever. And then I remember looking at everybody else dressed up. And I think I might have been wearing a Cavaliers jersey. It might have been LeBron. And I'm just chilling. And then my mom was like, when she saw the picture, she was like, what is this? I was just like, I was comfortable. What you want me to say?
I had this one yearbook picture from when I was in middle school. I don't remember what grade, but like I don't know what was going on. My hair wasn't really done. I don't know if I just didn't know it was supposed to be picture day or what happened. My hair, it was braided, but like they wasn't fresh. Like my outfit was just, it was like, what? Who let me go to school like this? Somebody had to know it was picture day. Yeah. Interesting times.
Did y'all like y'all pictures throughout the rest of your academic?
My favorite picture that I ever took, I think I was in fifth grade.
Dang, that's crazy.
I think when I moved.
That's a lot of years of...
Favorite one that I took. I had other ones that was nice. Oh, okay. But the favorite one that I took, I was like, oh, yeah, that's me. If I got to claim any year,
fifth grade
was me.
Yeah.
That was right after the braids. Mm. So I had the fresh cut. The line was lining. Mm. I had the fit. Oh. Handsome young lad. And then,
yeah, my favorite yearbook picture. Well, so after that, I feel like all my other yearbook pictures was fine. Except for one, I got a cut on the side of my eye because I don't remember what was happening. I was dancing or something in the basement and I just, I cut myself. My nails was too long, I guess. But anyways, but it was still a better picture than the one I was describing. But my favorite yearbook picture is my college yearbook picture.
I ain't take no college yearbook picture.
Oh, for real?
I don't think so.
We did.
No, I ain't like mine. I was, woo. I thought I looked all right. And then when I went back and viewed it again, I looked crazy.
I was prepared.
Yeah, nah, I wasn't prepared to look that crazy.
I was prepared. I had my wig.
One thing I was thinking about earlier was, I have to applaud people who get up every day and put themselves together. Like, that's a task. Like, that is a task. Like, to make sure that you look good. Like, even if you naturally look good, you still go the extra mile.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get that trait.
I was not
like to go the extra mile every day. I mean, I'm gonna wash my face and brush my teeth.
You need that 5 to 7 business days. And then from then on, you be like, you know what? I guess I can fix myself up a little bit.
I'm wash my face, brush my teeth, hop in the shower. But other than that, during the 5 to 7 business days, I would definitely wake up like during that time, but after that time, it's like back to the regular routine.
I used to be that way when I was in high school. I used to like, I was picking out fits early. I was like, "Yep, we good." And then I forget what happened. I might have started dating somebody, but I just was like, "You know what? This a lot of effort every day." Oh man!
I don't think I've ever been like that. I think maybe for like a small period in college, because I was literally doing my hair every night. So like, I would wake up and make sure like I was put together for the most part. But as far as like doing makeup and stuff every day, and yeah, I didn't really get that trait.
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to try and be consistent. I'm going to try my best to consistently put myself together. It might not be every day, but I'm going to do my best that I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been working on.
Be rough, because I got to get the views. So I got to look. I got to look the part. I just want to get up there and be like.
That's what you want to do?
Like, I'm recording myself waking.
Oh, you want to set the camera up and then be like, I want to do one of those videos.
I'm going to set up a camera so that I can show the world what y'all actually be doing.
Don't do that.
So y'all, when y'all doing that, doing ah,
like, more content.
I've been right, like, they've been up for 5 hours.
They're gonna see me roll over like the other day. Well, it might have been yesterday, or it might have been this morning. You had said something, and I just like kicked the covers up. No, it was yesterday. I like kicked my leg up like real high, and I just rolled over. He was leaving. He was like, it's 5:06.
I was like, you're okay.
Yeah, I saw a movie.
All right, like, get out of here.
My goodness.
I was like, I'm gonna sleep for 15 more minutes.
You know, I was more tired today than I was previous days when I didn't sleep.
Not me. Weird.
Like, I got up and turned my alarm off and went back to sleep.
Bro, the other night, the other morning, you put your alarm under your pillow.
Yo, that's not the first time you've done that. That's not the first time you've done that.
I came up there because your alarm was going off while we was doing yoga. So I come up there, I was like, hey, your alarm. Oh, because first I was like, freeze. He was like, huh? I was like, your alarm. He said, all right. And then all of a sudden, it's still going off, but it was muffled.
the amount of times where I thought you, I'm like, I'm up doing my morning pages. I'm writing. I'm like, all right, his alarm going off. I'm like, as soon as I finish the sentence, I'm going to go up there and get and help him out. All right, cool. And then it get quiet. I'm like, oh, wow, maybe turn it off. But I was like, why do I feel like I hear it? Is he gaslighting me? Can I hear this? Is it my brain? And then one of the days I was like, he got it underneath his pillow. Wow. That's next level.
And it's still sleeping. That's
next
through
level.
It.
Yeah, like that's a next level. I can't do it. Like I have to turn it off. Like, even if it's quick, like, just a little and then I can go back to sleep. But just to put it underneath my pillow so it muffled the sound. The fact that you can sleep through it when it's not muffled is crazy.
I'll be asleep. Like, once I sleep unless if it's a human. If a human makes movement, I'ma get up. If Nova makes movement, I'ma get up.
Yeah,
but if not, like, I remember one of the times, it was probably like 5 or 6. I think it was 5 because I heard you get up. I heard the door open, and she just started drinking water. Like, this is life.
That just happened.
Yeah. I think it was when I went to like 2.
I was about to say, all I heard was, stop it. I'm like, yo, that's cool.
It was so
that's
loud.
That's crazy.
Like, I just went to
it was. She was drinking water loud. Like, that was loud. I was like, wow.
Oh, that is too funny.
Yeah, that's funny. But I don't know how you do it. Plus, because your alarm is like it's like a fire alarm. Like, you got the worst possible alarm ever. Like, that's the emergency, in case of emergency alarm, where we need everybody to hear it. That's the alarm. Yeah, you the only person that don't hear
it. The one that I hear, it made me think of like daffodils and daisies.
You want the one that comes with the phone, the natural?
Probably, but it was all calm and soothing. I jumped out of my sleep, and I'm like,
"Peace scares you out of your sleep."
I just started laughing. That man. Started my day. It was probably, I think it was like 4 o'clock.
He was like, "Oh, I'm not used to this. That said, joy, peace. What is this?
Serenity. Ah. Can't sleep through this."
Goodness, I need danger.
That's literally, yeah.
Wow.
That's too funny, though. But yeah, you just put your alarm right underneath your pillow.
I know, I did that.
And it was going off for like, I'm going to say the next 10 minutes, and then you finally turned it off.
I apologize.
Oh, no, it's okay. I mean, you were asleep. You tried.
Man, I'll never forget when your alarm was going off and Shay.
Somebody in Florida?
No, well, both times. His alarm was going off. We all in the, when we were in Florida, it sounded like somebody kicked in the door because of the way Kayla Ray decided to kick. She was like, Breeze, your alarm. Your alarm. I'm like, hey, yo, this is crazy. And the same exact thing happened when we was here.
I want the other side of that house.
I'm like,
everybody
what?
Was sleeping.
I'm thinking it's danger the way the door flung open. I'm like, your alarm. I'm like, oh, I'm glad I'm not him right
This
now.
Was the thing.
I planned on continue keeping my same routine, 4 o'clock, get up, you know. It didn't work out that way. But then what happened here?
Same thing here. I don't know, but the thing is, it's like, I don't know if I just heard her open the door, but like, I just remember the sound of the door swinging open and just being like, your alarm. I was like, oh my goodness. Ooh, let me go back to sleep. It's crazy.
Yeah, I'm like, this is stressful.
I'm like, I'm glad nobody busting into my room like that. Yeah.
No, like, it's too early in the morning for all this yelling.
Yeah.
But yeah, your alarms.
Yeah. I mean, I can't speak. I used to have, like I told y'all a million times, I used to wake up to music. It used to be Tupac.
I'd just be trying to get up. They
say the black is the berry. I used to be terrified. I'm like, whoa.
He needs danger.
I'm like, what is this? Can't listen to no gangster music on the rise, on the wake up.
That's not even a gangster song.
I flipped the CD because it was his greatest hits. So it was trouble. It was Troublesome 96, and he was out here talking about All You Is Die. I'm like, hold on, we don't need to be. I went from that. I went to. Did y'all know? Well, I guess y'all know now. But until I saw the Kanye documentary, I didn't realize that the person at the beginning of the graduation was D-Ray. I thought it was Bernie Mac all these years.
I seen that.
Yeah. So yeah. I'm all these years. I'm thinking I'm listening to Bernie Mac.
That's why I was so terrified.
I knew you was going to see me again.
My dad came in the room. He thought somebody was in the house. I don't know if he had a bat or he had something. He was getting ready. He was like, oh man, I thought somebody was in the house. I heard talking. I was like, yeah, you know what? I'm going to change it. And I think I went to Good Morning. The Good Morning. Ooh, but that was too loud. And then eventually.
Brand Rising. Yeah.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Yeah.
It don't got the same. That's why he didn't. Yeah. It don't.
Tupac would have said Grand Rising.
Tupac.
Would have never said Grand Rising.
All right.
I don't know what Tupac would have said.
Let's move on.
Man.
You know what I learned? Comedians tell the best stories. So I need to get my storytelling on comedian status.
Word.
So I went to the
commodity.
I went to the comedy show, and I wasn't expecting anything crazy, but it was funny from start to time. I love.
Mm.
It was good, great storytelling. That's all I got. Clearly, I'm not a comedian because that story wasn't.
This too intense.
He didn't even tell us about the show.
It was good.
He ain't set it up.
Yeah, there was no punch setup.
I didn't have no.
It's no climax. He didn't take us nowhere. Yeah.
I didn't want to tell the people jokes.
You know, you never saw the picture of the mountain where you got to go. It's like the introduction, the climax. Yeah. Oh, you never seen the mountain. You had to see the picture of the mountain. Come on, you know what it's supposed to do.
What you called it, a mountain?
I can't remember what it was called.
I don't know the plot.
That's
why the plot thickens, because the climax is at the top. Mm-hmm.
And then the resolution.
Falling resolution.
Mm-hmm. And then the resolution.
Yeah.
The end.
Conclusion.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Y'all got any final thoughts for tonight? On our random pod. This is a short episode, but I think it was jam-packed with great fun. No? All right, just me.
Okay.
Tough crowd.
Jam-packed with great fun?
I'm trying something new.
Or we're going to work on your comedic timing.
Thanks.
Storytelling, comedic timing.
Kayla Ray told me she thinks I'm getting old.
Yeah, I got comedic timing. My storytelling ain't it. You're not getting old.
I forgot what I said, but I said something wasn't. Oh, I was talking about our parents. I was like, that's their jam. But ooh. I was talking about life, not a song. Like, you know.
Oh, okay. I was about to say saying something that is their jam.
No, it wasn't about
that's,
music.
That's about 1984.
But I use it in terms of like, you know, that's what they do, type of thing. So I was getting old, so. It's that wisdom.
Yeah. All right. I've just never heard anybody say it in that
that context. You haven't?
Yeah, no.
Like,
I've only heard like that's my jam, like that's my thing, like that's my song kind of thing. Like, no, that's my jam. I've never heard nobody say.
Yeah, you gotta watch a couple more white shows. That's their jam right there, you know?
But aren't they always talking about music?
No, not always. Mm. Sometimes it's like, you know, going to the mall every day is their jam. Mm. You know? You know? You guys know? Diana? Dia? Tough crowd. All right, guess I need work on my storytelling as well and my comedic timing.
Yeah, you do.
Wow, you weren't supposed to agree.
That's all right.
But do y'all got any final thoughts on tonight's pod?
Nothing at all.
All right, well, we appreciate y'all for rocking with us. And yeah, thanks for joining the Gray Area for another conversation. We appreciate you all. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. If y'all got any funny stories about spilling stuff or your yearbook pictures or just anything that you want to share with us, drop a comment below. Don't forget to join our Patreon for the low price of $3 a month. You could join the good people of the Gray Area and watch this podcast live and early, because also we record them at least 1 to 2 months in advance, as well as other content. But once again, we appreciate you guys, and we will see you guys next week.
Woo! Adios!
Yeah.
You say what?
And know yourself, know your worth. Jukebox, give me another J.
Ah, get on my face. Ah, get on my, get on my,
get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.